Well, they're always in the right places. I mean, I think they're a very disciplined defense. Obviously, they have great scheme, great players on that side of the football. But, you know, they're doing what they're coached to do, and they're not doing anything out of the box.
Their numbers this year against the pass in particular aren't very good, but they're winning games. So what are you seeing in terms of, you know, what's happening there? They're just getting out in front 50 points
that's
and people
exactly
are throwing
it? I mean, you know, their offense gets up on teams and forces teams to pass the ball. So obviously teams are going to, you know, create some access out there and create some plays because they're just going to be in prevent most of the time. So, you know, you got to stick with them. You got obviously, you know, you got to compete as much as you can. You got to score on almost every opportunity that you get on the offensive side of the ball and be efficient.
Do you watch other quarterbacks when you're playing against a guy like Brady who's got that kind of pedigree? Do you see if you can pick up anything or watch a different, you know?
I think more in the offseason you'll try to pick up stuff. Last year I was in that offense with Brian Daboll, so I know what it's about. Kind of understand their offense, and it's a very quarterback-friendly offense. You know, Tom obviously is in full charge of everything, audibles, and, you know, he's got a lot of progressions out there and a lot of weapons to deal with.
Not much. Bill's reputation was as a 3-4 guy. Are they more of a 4-3 team now up front?
Definitely 4-3. I don't think they have the personnel to be a 3-4 team. You know, they got linebackers that set the edge, or defensive ends that set the edge rather than linebackers, and they're downhill linebackers. So I think they're more box guys. You know, we'll see what we can do. They're a very physical team up front, and I think that's their strength.
How impressed is Will Fork?
Oh, I mean, he's having one of the best seasons I think I've seen in the years I've been in the NFL. It's just a go-hard guy, very talented, heavy guy that's going to try to bull rush each and every guy, but seems to be around the ball a lot. And, you know, he's in great shape, it seems, and high motor.
Not a ton to get excited about, but the embrace the spoiler and shock the world kind of role this weekend.
Well, I mean, that would, you know, make a lot of out of our season. I mean, obviously we want to go in and try to win every game. But, you know, against a great opponent, it's a great test for us. It's a great resiliency where if we put one together and can win this game, it shows a lot of people how, you know, we are improving and coming along as a team.
What are your thoughts on Justin and what he's been able to do in this rookie season as it's progressed, especially since you've been in there?
Well, I think he's done a great job. I think he's doing what the coach asked him to do. I said it before, he's understanding his role in this offense. We're trying to get him the ball a little bit more, designing some more plays for him. But even last week, you get him the ball in space, and he makes a play happen early in the game. And that's the thing, you got to get him involved early in the game and get him interested in it.
On paper, this looks obviously like a daunting task, but I assume as players, you guys can't win.
No, I mean, obviously, it's a great team. But, you know, when we went into Houston, it's the same kind of opportunity. I mean, it was a great team. We went head-to-toe with him and made some plays, and that's the thing. We've got to make plays. We can't hurt ourselves. Last week we hurt ourselves too many times with penalties, fourth and ones where we didn't convert. So, you know, it's a great opponent, and I think our guys are up to it, and we're going to do everything in our power to try to win this game.
Hey, Chad, what's it been like working with Meester compared to other guys you worked with at any level?
Well, I mean, obviously his experience is, you know, great being in the league for 13 years. I think he just gets it. He takes care of his body. I mean, he's running around like a guy that's in his third or fourth year. Just a go-hard guy, practices well, and it shows on the film why and how he practices so hard. And just, I think he encourages a lot of our young offensive linemen that we have. He's definitely a role model for us to watch and just to be as a person, as a player.